It's time for the season finale of The Librarians here on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking season 4, episode 12, and the Echoes of Memory. Stick around!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome to The Librarians After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking season 4, episode 12, and the Echoes of Memory. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. That's our basic AfterBuzz channel, but we are AfterBuzz TV's sci-fi, fantasy, and superhero channel. I'm sure you can find us there as well. Yep, look for us. I'm Yael Teagle. It's the season finale!
Yay!
I'm joined by Alexis Torres.
Hello, everyone. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890.
Yay! And you are in the chat.
I am.
Chat is chatting.
They called us nerds, even though I'm technically the nerdiest person on this table.
Whoa,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to get a rise out of you.
We about to fight.
Fight about this episode.
Okay, this episode, the season finale. First of all, season finale.
I feel crazy. Like it went by so quick.
I'm pretty sure in episode 9 I complained.
You did. You definitely did.
I was like, I feel like we're not going to anything, but we went to something.
And it was so great too, like how our librarians got to better. Which announcement, everyone? Do you guys hear that? Do you hear that? That ringing?
What is that ringing?
That ringing is Yael, you should probably pick it up because she called it!
I did get some things right.
Yeah.
Very
I mean,
few.
Yeah, you got a lot of it, though.
We'll get to that.
Hey!
Okay. Summer down, audience.
Hey! Get out of here.
Let them in here. All right, this episode was directed by Dean Devlin, the man himself. Before we get into the episode, I need to say it. That man should direct so much more of this show. He is an amazing director. I loved visually seeing this episode.
And it was so interesting, too, like how we had to get to where we needed to go, what the town looked like. Like, it was so nice, but also, like, what?
the whole crew is amazing, but I there were just things that I went, yes, Dean Devlin, yes, you do that. I want him to direct. I mean, I love that our cast directs and that we have really cool directors, but I want him to do more.
Yeah, I mean, no, I think that's why I appreciate him more, is that he's like, you know what? You guys can take the helm. It's fine. I'll be here. But I'll be here to wreck your world with the season finale. And I'm like, all right.
Wreck our world. Let's talk about Beige World, as I'm calling it.
It's so interesting. And I love how it's just called The Company.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. The Company.
The Company. And the restaurant was Fat and Flour.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Sounds delicious.
You can have... I mean, I know what you mean, but no. I mean, you could have found something else more bland than Fat and Flour. No, I guess that would be like the most bland thing that you can think of is Fat and Flour. I was trying to think of like oatmeal or like grits or something.
Cream of wheat.
There you go.
Wheat and flour. It is a gluten nightmare.
Like, sorry.
Sorry, people with celiacs, you are not coming.
Yeah.
So we go to this world and we have to find our librarians and save them and have them remember. And they all were dreaming about the library, and Cassandra's even doodling.
I mean, it makes sense because they've been doing this for so long. They've been there a certain way. Like, you can't just like flip a switch and they're just completely different people. That's not how that works. Even though I love the jobs that they were in. I thought they were funny.
I was really expecting Stone to be less...
persuasive?
Not persuasive, but like...
Or persuaded? You know what I mean.
Charismatic as a salesman.
Like, I mean, that commercial was awful.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like every other person we met was like monotone. And he was like, I'm going to sell you a car. Smile. Too much. Too much emotion.
How dare you? I guess because he has to, because he has to sell you a car to people who are bland.
Yeah, but he has to sell the car. There's a car. You could have this one.
I was surprised that they were in different colors. That's what caught me by surprise. I was like, isn't this place bland? Why do you have a red, green, dark blue? Like, everything should be beige. Yeah. Or white. Like, oh. Come on.
You know, like real world where everyone drives white, silver, black cars. I drive a red car.
Yeah, I was like, well, I drive a black car, but she's called Catwoman, so it fits.
That's fair.
Thank you.
So then we go find Cassandra, and then, of course, Mr. Ezekiel.
I mean,
It's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
I feel so like perfect. It just it fits really well because you can't really put him in like a bland job and him being like this monotone person. Yeah. I feel like he fits.
He has showmanship.
Yeah,
in exactly. a bland world.
It's funny, and it's just people falling down, which is actually pretty close to our entertainment now because yeah. We love fails.
Hello? Hi, sorry, I wasn't even patched in. So, hey, it's Brianna from the booth. Hi,
Brianna. That was great.
It's your guardian.
Yay! Oh, she's the guardian of the studio.
I think she's the library. She's gonna
stop
kill
it.
Us.
Brianna, tell us
go
what,
on.
No, feel? I was gonna say it reminded me of Idiocracy with Ouch My Balls.
Mm. Oh.
It was like headed towards that kind of world.
I didn't even think about that. That's really funny.
There was a moment in this episode that reminded me of Doctor Who, and now I can't think of it, but I'm sure it'll come to me during this episode.
We have the entire episode.
I know. thank you, Brianna.
That was awesome.
I loved the moment where they have to go in and save Eve, and they have to figure out what they're good at, and Stone is like, they're like, you're really good at architecture, and he's like, what is that going to help us? This building was built
I know,
in this
I was
year.
Like, okay. All right, Stone.
But then they told Cassandra, you do this thing with your hands, and then something happens, and then she's like, what?
I thought that was really funny.
That
and she's
made
like,
me so oh, happy.
Oh my gosh. And I love how they're all looking at her like, okay.
What do you see? She's like, everything.
It's like that one crazy friend. You're like, uh-huh. Tell us more, I guess.
And then when Ezekiel's trying to break in, and they were like, do you know what you're doing? He's like, no. And he opens the door.
Even though he was practicing opening up that, like,
lock.
That that lock back at his, in his room. Ugh. And I was like, okay.
I really liked seeing them re-come together.
Oh, yeah, it was adorable. And it was just really, it really showed how, like, it wasn't just like, who are you? It was kind of just like, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, you do.
Oh, when Ezekiel was like, I don't know if I could do this, Cassandra. And he's like, she's like, I think you can. Because you know my name.
Yeah, because at first I was like, has he ever known her name?
When did that happen?
Yeah, I'm like, did I miss that? And I like tried to go back and I was like, nope. Continued.
So the one line before she explains it, you rewound?
No, I didn't know. Yeah, because I was like, oh, I'm just going to rewind it. Fucked up. And I was like, oh, I guess I didn't have to do that now.
So good.
Yeah.
So then we have Flynn and Baird. They're in an asylum.
I think that's really cool, though.
I thought that was a very clever idea that anyone who starts questioning gets
Gets locked up.
Because that would be the equivalent of mental illness in that world.
Yeah, because it would just be like, oh, you're crazy for thinking at all. So, yeah, go.
Why is it called The Company? What do they do? Too many questions.
Yeah, get out. We have to lock you up now. You're too smart for your own good.
And we have our memory palace thing. Sherlock, anyone?
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went, Mind Palace? I've seen Sherlock.
Someone is telling us something.
Here's my question about her memory palace.
Okay, go.
So, Spear, Here Kitty Kitty, The Lions,
Ark.
I was like, the thing with the face melting. That's where my mind went, was Indiana Jones.
Nice. Whatever helps you remember.
Thank you, Brianna. Ark. Here Kitty Kitty is where I got stuck.
Maybe she's a cat person.
Look, girl knows.
I don't know.
I love cats. Can't not bring them up. I'm confused as to, by the end, all she could remember was, Here Kitty Kitty.
I don't know.
Has she ever spoken to those lions
we
like
were just
that?
Not, the cameras and then the fans were not present when she called these beautiful lions kitty kitties. So clearly, there is a thing that we didn't know about, and now we know. And it's adorable. I love it. I love seeing the soft side of Baird. It's adorable.
I just, at the end when they tethered, I really expected her to be like, kitty. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I know. It is kind of weird. Yeah, it was a little weird. But we also didn't know if she actually knew what was happening until she came out. And I was like, okay. But you wanted it at that point in time when she was already walking down the stairs?
No, I just wanted us to acknowledge that she somehow refers to these cats as cats. It just was so, because it was like, yes, the spear. Ah, the ark.
Here, kitty, kitty. I couldn't help it. I kept squeeing. I was like, Ma, Baird, you're so cute.
I love cats. That was my note from my memory.
I love cats.
Cats. The scenes, them together in the asylum was so cute.
All the two of them?
Yes.
I didn't think he was going to be in there. I was really surprised.
Oh.
I thought he was just going to try and reach out to her because there was a TV in that room. So I thought he was going to try and come back again. Yeah.
I thought the ring of the TV was very, very clever.
And I also technically called that part. I was like, there's an artifact that we don't know that's going to help them try to get the library back. And technically it was his ring, so I will
Wonderful.
Take that. I need it.
That felt very Doctor Who-y to
yes,
me.
Yes.
For those who don't remember Blink, which is everyone's favorite episode.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin it for
anyone.
Yeah,
don't do it. Don't do it.
But go see it if you haven't. And if you have, right?
Yeah. It did remind me of that.
Yeah.
For sure. I was expecting things to be happening, and I'm glad that they didn't in that way.
Yeah.
I still have nightmares about this episode.
It's a great episode. Doctor Who, Blink, go check it out. Okay, so not now. We're
talking doing about it after the show. What's happening? Stop.
All right.
What?
Where was I? Oh, them in the asylum. Okay. There's so much to talk about.
Okay, wait. We're
in the asylum.
Okay.
So when Flynn is being attacked by the orderlies and his instinct is to do this fight, dancey, escapey thing.
Mm-hmm.
My thought then was somebody's going to, because at this point, Baird has no memory.
Right.
I was like, somebody's going to start coming at her and she's just going to instinctually fight and defend.
I'm sad.
And then remember.
Yeah, I was sad that we didn't get to see Baird in like action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's also been a while since we've seen Baird in like full. Well, no, that's not true. How many episodes was that?
Which one?
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to remember when her last fight scene was.
Oh, man.
Nicole, I think, yeah?
No, like last episode?
Was she fighting in the last episode?
No, they were like talking.
Yeah,
she in the.
No, the yes. No, I know
she. No, she fought in the episode. Yeah, in the last one because
no.
She fought the.
Oh, well,
the
I mean,
Jenkins, not Jenkins, Library Jenkins.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. No. I meant like a full-on...
No, we made a fight. No, okay.
The last, when she was trying to partner up with Nicole and they were fighting
off.
Yeah. Chinese,
I think
that's
the last time. Yeah. So last episode was they all fought in their Hunger Games. Episode before that, they were all attacked by the book by Jeff, that dude named Jeff.
Stupid. My name's Jeff.
So like... It's been at least three episodes since she's done some physical action-y, kicky fighties.
But I did love the scene, of Flynn, like, acting like a fool. Mm-hmm. Like, and she's just sitting there and watching and giggling. I thought that was really cute. I think someone said that in the chat.
Something you like, someone said in the chat. I think Alexis liked this.
Yes. That always obsessed it. I love that Bear just sat and laughed at his antics. It melted my heart.
Oh, it was really cute to see them. And I thought when he was talking to her in the common area of the asylum, I thought that he was trying to get her to remember without saying it. Like, I thought he remembered, but was like, for some reason, if he just says, there's a library, it could, like, make her brain explode or something. But he was like, don't
what
you feel
Mars
like there's... Because I don't know!
I was like, what is this, Mars
Girl,
attack?
I don't know the rules of Beige World.
I mean, no, you're right. It's better to be cautious than not.
Like,
I give you
because she needs to remember, not be told that this thing exists.
Greek E. Jones. Nice. Maybe because the lion symbolized herself as the guardians of the entrance. So she just, I don't know.
Does she think of herself as a cat?
I mean, like
I was going to say something dirty and I didn't.
I'm so proud of you.
But it was so good.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure you could all figure it out.
Yeah. Anyway.
So they're in the asylum and she goes to his room.
Which I was like, I'm sorry, this asylum is really lenient because you shouldn't be wandering anywhere.
So my thought was she like snuck into his room, which I totally got. But then she let the door lock and I went, girl, you both locked in now.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, because like she stuck her foot in the door so they wouldn't close. Makes sense. But now you're inside and you didn't wedge it open. You're locked
she
in.
I think she probably forgot while she was acting.
Why am I here?
No. She was like, as an actress, she was just like, oh, I need to do my line. Like, moved her foot and just like forgot.
No, I thought it was that she forgot because her character.
Yeah, because she forget things.
Where am I? What do you want to tell me?
I'm going to say a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
I like it. And then we see his memory wall, his palace in real life.
That was really cool.
Ah, he could draw? And how come sometimes he could draw well and sometimes he could not?
He has off days.
It was like right after he gets zapped, he draws worse.
Sure. I mean, also, I will give him the benefit of the doubt. He was hit with a freaking bowling ball in a bag. Like, maybe it just really messed him up. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. She literally just grabbed it and went smack. And I was like, how is he not dead? Yeah. That thing is heavy.
I think that's how you kill someone, people.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're just saying. We're guessing here.
Lord.
I really enjoyed them kissing and remembering. And like,
oh, that was so cute.
It was so beautiful. And then they wanted to lobotomize him and her.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, we're getting to the sucker punch real quick.
Yes. I saw sucker punch. But then I wanted... Oh,
nice. I mean, come on.
Yes, I saw it.
Come on. Come on, Ben. Yeah. Also, another beautiful thing, which a lot of people are yelling at me in chat now. Is another beautiful thing is Jacob ripping off his sleeves. Did anybody else mention? And I'm like, yes, we should probably talk about that.
I was trying to wait. This seems like a good time.
Yeah.
If you might recall, when they entered the asylum, something was bothering Jacob Stone. Mm-hmm. So he decided he needed to just rip his sleeves off and expose his beautiful arms.
And in my head, I'm going, what? I mean, like, what as in like, but also like, wait, what?
Yeah, so based on last week when we had Christian Kane in here talking about how because of the tattoo, Stone is always wearing long sleeves.
Yep.
It made me think that if he hadn't gotten that tattoo, I would get my shirtlessness that I have requested.
Yeah, and that's what everyone was saying in the chat. They're like, why did he just stop there? And I'm like, because we had a mission to do, everyone.
Also, to be fair, for some reason he was wearing a shirt under his shirt.
Yes, because I was like, are you trying to look like you have like a sweater vest on underneath or on top of your already shirt? I was very confused. Mm. I was like, you should just take the whole,
take the whole thing off.
You have another shirt.
Yeah, why did he rip this? You know what? I'm not going to complain.
We got to see his arms and it was beautiful.
It was.
Yep.
Okay. I'd like to take a moment, if I may.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody, we have been here for 4 beautiful seasons.
I can't believe that. You.
I can't
Especially believe. You, because yeah. you've been doing it for 4 seasons. I've only been doing it for 2, 3, I think.
Girl, I don't know. I've been here a while.
Yeah. I'm going to say 2.
Yeah. We've been doing this show for 4 seasons, and we are so grateful to do it. We definitely want to thank the Academy. We want to thank AfterBuzz. And we really want to thank Dee Devlin, the cast, and you. Not like we're going anywhere. I'm just being grateful.
Yeah.
Because who knows what I'll see you next Christmas. That's when they come.
Dean, you did say you wanted to do a Christmas special.
He also said something about a Hanukkah special.
Yes.
Both.
We want both.
So thank you all so much for joining us all season long. For people who just joined us at the end because we had Christian Kane here, I suggest you watch the others. We're quite amusing.
We're quite the pair.
We're not as attractive as him.
Excuse me.
I'm not as attractive as him.
No. I meant like, I think we're also very attractive.
Oh, we are. Yeah,
maybe
definitely.
Not.
Absolutely.
We're just not Christian. I was like,
girl, no, I'm not saying we're not. Girl, we hot. I'm just saying not Christian Kane level.
Fine. Okay. I will allow it.
We do this thing that you may have missed here on this after show. We are on iTunes. You can subscribe there so you don't miss a single episode. And what we do is we thank the fans who have rated and reviewed us. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, this is the key element to the after show. You can give us 4 stars and write a comment of what's wrong. Is it that Christian Kane wasn't shirtless? You're right. That is wrong.
It is. Yeah. We tried, guys.
We did. But so, yeah. 5 stars if you like us. 4 stars if you don't. Because the other stars, they do not work.
Oh, I'm going to be saying that.
Yeah.
With you.
Look at that. 4 seasons we perfected it.
I know, right?
We have 2 reviews.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Okay. So this is what we do. If you write us a review that is 5 stars. Yep. So like us. I read it live on the air. Yay. Always Obsessed says, sorry for the literal essay-length review the other week. Yeah, seriously, I don't read. 5 stars. I'll keep this one short. Wonderful job, everyone. This show is a brilliant stress reliever after dealing with 2 jobs and 18 college credits.
Girl, you're busy. Seriously.
Keep up all the good work. We're so lucky to have people like you who are willing to make a show like this. We are so lucky to have all of you who tune in. We are so lucky to have Dean Devlin to make this show. And we're so lucky that we have Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro who made AfterBuzz for us.
Yay!
And another review, 5 stars from Lana Base. Another 5 stars for a great live show. And another review before I've been able to watch the episode. LOL. Girl, watch the episode.
You gotta do that. You gotta do that first. And then come back. We're not going anywhere. We're on the internet forever.
Fun fact, if we get more reviews, I'll convince Tari to come back and read them in a sexy voice.
Yay!
That's not true. It's not happening.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get back to the episode. So, everyone is back together. They're in the asylum, and they do what I said last week in predictions. They all remember, and boom, back in the library. Everyone kept being like, well, what artifact brings them back?
What
artifact? Magic and memory.
Memory. I'm not in the mood. Sorry.
There are more words than just memory.
No, there is. I just don't want to sing it right now.
So they remember and we're back in the library.
It was nice.
Because Baird, being the guardian that she is like...
She's the best guardian.
She was like, Stone, your love of art and history. Cassandra, your love of science and math. And Ezekiel, you're a thief.
And he's like, that's it? Yeah, that's it.
It was great. It was a perfect moment.
Yeah, didn't need anything more.
Yep. And they all came back and realized that Jenkins...
That cut me deep. I was like, I love how as soon as Baird goes, well, not everything. I was like, oh!
Well, Cassandra like was like, Jenkins! Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Look, we know that in Beige World, there never was a library.
No.
Therefore, Galahad existed at some point.
Yes, but did not continue to exist after.
Maybe. He may have become immortal and then just lived a quiet life somewhere else. Because, you know, so we don't know what happened. And the people that would have been Dosa lived whatever lives.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Galahad's in an asylum somewhere.
I mean, maybe. I mean, there's so many... The great thing about this version is the fact that it's... you can have multiple endings. You can have multiple different universes. Mm-hmm. You can have it any other way that you want, you know. And you can imagine what the world would be like with our other characters. Because, I mean, Ariel, Ladies of the Lake. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they could have either just completely disappeared... Or right. they, which I wouldn't want, but, or they're just kind of hanging out in their respective areas.
So in Beige World, I assumed when they all remembered and came back that Nicole got stuck in Beige World.
Oh, I did not think that.
What did you think happened to Nicole?
I figured because it was kind of like, it was like, not resetting, but the fact that Nicole was not dead or...
And remembered that the library existed?
Yeah, because I guess it's kind of weird because for her character, she has so many loopholes. With her character, because of the fact that she remembers the library, but the library obviously still doesn't exist because right. Beige World is still happening. But it's not enough because you need the librarian and the guardian to remember the library, but not just some random old guardian. I don't know, man. I have so many questions.
Agreed.
But I'm assuming that because she was part of the future world, she has to be here. Besides
Jenkins. So you think she came through... Not future world. I'm still in...
Beige World.
Beige World coming back to the library before we fix the timeline.
Yeah, I think that she was just there because of the fact that she's immortal. It's like she has little clear covering.
So in your mind, when they came back to the library, Nicole came back to our world.
Yeah.
Okay. So then...
Thank you.
I had a quick question.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to jump again, yeah?
Go.
I didn't want to scare you.
Go.
Oh my god. That was so beautiful.
I just want to know, because, okay, so he technically quit the library. Do we think he wrote his own?
No.
So the library couldn't tell that it was forged?
It's irrelevant.
Again, loopholes. There's so many.
I totally see your question because I absolutely believe it was forged since we saw that he got beat upside the head.
So I'm like, who was that? Was it Nicole?
So Nicole did it. I don't know that, I mean, from what we've seen, they literally just write a resignation and leave it, and it's acceptable. To be fair, also, like, it could have been that it wasn't acceptable, that writing resignation doesn't actually resign you from the post.
The library, yeah.
Because he resigned and nothing changed, and they resigned and nothing, then changed because of Nicole.
Now
but, like, it didn't change in that... Their resignation didn't automatically instigate the new letters going out to new librarians.
But Nicole did say that the minute they left the library after resigning, they would forget everything.
Well, I think it's just because also...
They lost faith in the library.
They lost faith in the library. Flinton did not technically lose faith in the library. Mm-hmm. He was just stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
So he still believed in the library. He was just like, I'm stuck in, I don't know where I am. Because
she also somehow made Beige World.
Also magic, though.
Right, because she was the president of the company and or the world.
I don't know. I feel like she found a different type of imprisonment that wasn't Beige World yet. I feel like he was kind of like...
He was held somewhere and then...
Yeah, kind of like...
give me the reference.
I was going to say The Good Place.
Yes, go you know, on. This isn't a spoiler, is it?
No. You know how like... what's her name?
Mindy St. Clair?
That's a different thing. Not Mindy. Janet. You know how she's just like in a white room? Like how that's like her room? Like that's just
the
like...
The void?
Yeah. She threw...
She's full of void stuff?
Yeah.
I'm mixing references here.
Yeah, no, but you're correct. like she put like Flynn in a void where somewhere like magic couldn't technically get to them and the Guardians couldn't. Like nobody could get to him.
Yes. That's what happened.
It's like a weird like purgatory. I don't know
how didn't works. Answer your question at all. That's okay.
I'm going to say librarian magic.
because magic.
Yeah, just librarian science magic.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Yeah.
Okay. May I jump now?
Sorry, Brianna.
You can jump now.
Thank you. All right. So they decide, and by they, I mean Flynn himself decides that the solution to the issue is to use a toaster.
Another artifact.
Uh-huh. And go back in time.
I feel like specifically
a fixed point in time where she goes from human to immortal. Just want to point out that we've learned about fixed point in time.
I thought it was interesting that they decided to do that instead of when they first left her.
So they tried to do it when they first left her, but the
toaster's like, nope.
The toaster is not the same one from Sabrina the Teenage Witch where notes come up. It's the one where it makes a portal.
I like that toaster.
Yeah, I don't know why I expected this toaster to give us notes.
Same.
It's like, yeah, that's what toasters do.
Oh my God.
Okay, so they go back and they give her the book of her life because everything has to happen the same. Yes?
Sorry.
I'll come back to my thought. Go.
Flynn didn't write a resignation. Nicole only left his ring.
Ah.
Huh.
So she wrote it and the ring was left.
Interesting.
All right, I'll accept it.
Meh.
Answered the question.
Yeah, there you go. That's technically how that worked, I guess. All right,
Thank you.
Great. So,
okay, continue.
We are going back in time. We give her the book of her life, which
I feel like that's like the worst thing you're supposed to do.
I could have sworn rules of time travel state that you don't tell anyone about the future.
But is it different because magic is involved and she's a guardian, so she understands the consequences of her actions, so you have to give her... What she's supposed to do?
I don't know. I'll allow it.
Sure.
So he gives her her entire life and goes, you got to do all of this stuff, but better.
Billie Jean girl, I think you'll appreciate this. Goes, hashtag brave little toaster goes back in time.
Yes. Yes, yep. Indeed. I'm sorry. Do better.
Yeah. No. I was telling Yale before we started the show that when Flynn was like, here is a book of everything that you've done. I do this to all my friends who game because when they're gaming and they're sucking at that point in time, I'm just like, do better. Just like in the background, like in the kitchen somewhere. It's like, oh, you're dying. You should do better. Like, so I feel like that's what he did. Yeah.
He went, don't mess up. Okay.
I'm gonna let her go.
Here's what happened. Last week we discovered that Nicole is a diabolical planner and has this real great evil master plan that no one saw coming.
So hot.
It was, yes, the dress was gorgeous.
Sorry.
her entire thing of setting everything up, I thought it was so genius and so misleading and we didn't see it coming. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Her entire motive is that he left her in the past. And now they go to fix it. And the solution is, I'm going to show up, not save you. It's been a while. You were considering becoming immortal. I'm going to give you what you're going to do with the rest of your life. But now that you're not going to become immortal, you're not going to do all this. Or does she become immortal?
No, I think she does become immortal. He goes, you have to do the events exactly the way that it is.
Better?
Yeah, that was literally his advice.
Except just don't lose faith in the library.
Yeah, that was literally it.
Great.
He's like, don't go against the library. Do it for the library. And she goes, right. Oh, I'm the library's guardian. And I was like, and barf.
Here's the thing. Her entire motive is that he left her, right?
Yeah.
She's a guardian. At no point would Eve be like, Flynn left me. I'm going to wait for him.
Yeah, because we got to see that in this season. He left, and she's like, well, I have other librarians to take care of. I have the library to take care of. I've got Jenkins. to help. There. Yeah, I know. To help. I have things to do.
Okay. So Nicole, whose whole motive is a man left me and I waited instead of doing something about it, is then he shows up and goes, here's your life, I'm not in it. But save the library. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
That was the one of all of our loophole questions. That was the one weak thread for me.
Yeah.
Was her motivation and then her immediate switch. So we come back to the future, the past, the present, the current.
Sure.
Yep. We come back to the season premiere.
season premiere of this season.
Of season four. And they decide to tether then and there.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated that it was then explained that not only did they not have to wait for the equinox, that was just like a traditional ceremonial thing.
But it makes sense because Jenkins was so hard on that. He was like, you need to do it at this time. But the library's kind of like, if you did it sooner, I wouldn't be mad.
Right.
I love that the library's way of saying okay was becoming Tinkerbell and flashing lights.
Yeah,
flashing
so lights. Cute!
The thing is...
Uh-oh.
No, just... He was like, library, what do you think? And the lights flickered, and I went, that could be a no.
No, I feel like it would be... I think it would be different. The library is very...
It would be angry if it was no.
No. I think that...
Yeah, blackout.
An earthquake.
Yeah. Maybe an earthquake. The world went... I don't know. I
Cal
feel like it
would
be different.
Him.
Yeah.
All right. And Jenkins is there. He's alive. Called it.
I was.
Called it.
I wish that I filmed myself watching this episode because I literally was just like, okay, we're back here. So Jenkins, like my entire like mouth was like this wide open. What is happening?
The questions that arise.
Mm-hmm.
If we ended the season at the season premiere, that means... Stone never met Serena, the journalist.
Oh.
He never spoke for the trees.
Wait, we might have to do that.
Oh. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
Serena never, well, she may have written the articles. We never met the nerds. Jenkins never started playing D&D.
Oh, no.
Darrington never came into their life. At this point, they don't know that there is a rumor that there can only be one librarian.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that happened this season has been negated.
So season five is actually going to be this season again.
Well,
without Nicole.
I just feel like if this is... I am not complaining. I think this is a very clever way to do it, and it's so interesting. And to see things happen next season either happen almost exactly the same way. Like something, you know what I mean? Like... Why are we going to this camp? And they go to this camp and a different mystery happens.
Oh.
Or they read about the camp. Or they read about Serena and they don't necessarily meet her.
I just think it'll be
so good.
I know.
Because you've set up that we are now in an alternate timeline.
But I also think it's also really... Well, no, I guess because the librarians didn't know what happened. Dang it. Because I was
Flynn
I want them to be better.
And Baird know what happened. They remember everything.
I know that they remember everything, but I was hoping because our librarians got so close this season. I mean, they're close in general, but I feel like...
With this, the Civil War.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That the fact that the boys bonded really heavily and all this kind of stuff, that maybe it will just... It makes me sad that we don't have that, but at the same time, maybe now Baird and Flynn can finally have a different plan of action for their librarians because they're always not getting along, meaning just like disputes and things like that.
I would love next season to have like the boys go on an outing and get super close, and Baird says something like, this reminds me of, and they don't have any idea what she's talking about.
I mean, yeah, I would think so, because they went through a lot of missions.
Yeah. With 10 episodes.
Yeah.
11.
That's a lot. Yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Jeff Jeff could come back and try to do the same thing.
Oh, that would actually be really cool to have him come back and be like, and of course Baird would be like, again? And they'll be like, what? Again?
It would be really great if the way again. The season starts is Baird is like, Jenkins, we need a safe word in case at some point I think you're not you. And then he's like, okay, it's going to be this. And so then we get the Jeff episode, but it doesn't happen because she knows that it's not him.
Maybe they'll do a montage episode of everything that happened this season, doing it the new way.
No! I want the whole season. Again, Darrington Dare never came. Flynn never geeked out. There's just so much happened this season that just now has disappeared.
I mean, he remembers, so he did geek out.
He did.
Yeah, that was actually really cute. I will give you that.
To be fair, that whole storyline apparently is not, can't happen again because Nicole gave them the time machine. What was the bad guy's name? The guy from Musketeers.
Oh, God. Really? D'Artagnan. No. Nope. I'm thinking of
Musketeers.
It wasn't Musketeers. It was Rasputin.
Nope, I'm not talking about
not
Rasputin.
Not that one. Okay, never mind.
Rasputin, another episode that never happened.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Anyway, I think we should head into...
Predictions.
Predictions. Wow.
And now, oh, my goodness.
That was my sound. Okay. I'm going to say something that everyone's going to hate me for. Should I say it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. The way the season wrapped up.
Uh-oh. I already know where you're going with this.
Tied up all the loose ends, aside from my big question of did it just negate everything, which is
I feel like it is.
Irrelevant loose end. Not because we haven't heard. It feels like this season was written to end in case the worst happens. Mm-hmm. And we don't get a season 5.
Dun, dun, dun!
Nope.
Okay.
But let's predict season 5.
Sure.
I already predicted that we are going
you
to...
You technically are, yeah, you already
did. I just can't have... You guys know how I feel about continuity. I just can't have, if we've negated everything that happened, but two people remember...
I'm trying to pick my words very carefully.
If there's a time jump, then it's fine, right? Like,
yeah,
time jump to how?
See, that was
to what, after the equinox, because
yeah,
that's when the bells rang.
That's what. Oh, I actually want to get to that point because I wanted to. I mean, I don't think they would ring because we've tethered.
Yes,
so I think it'd be weird to have an alarm system, even though you're tethered already. No. Unless the library just forgot, but that'd be really funny.
Forgot to turn off his little tethering alarm.
Yeah, just like, oh no, you snoozed it. What are we gonna do now? But no, I was in the same boat. My prediction was that we were gonna get a time jump. I'm not quite sure how far. Clearly, it will be months because the equinox happened months later or weeks later. I couldn't really tell. It's kind of tough.
Equinox, I believe, happens in March?
You're talking to the wrong person. And she's looking it up.
Someone's Googling for us.
Google it! I'm very curious to see if that means that because Flynn and Baird are tethered to the library, does that mean only the three librarians can go out now? Or can everybody go?
Sorry. Excellent question.
Sorry.
My head went to Christmas. That means they never met Santa's brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and also the town is still in the safest place on Earth.
Yup. That fairy is still in prison.
God, that fairy was awful.
And we didn't get to meet Ezekiel's family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would suck.
And solve that problem of the family. The equinox is March 20th.
Look at you. Uh-huh. That's my brother's birthday.
Great that you know that.
Yeah.
For sure?
Yes, the 20th. I was correct.
of the things that happened this season didn't happen.
Yeah, it's weird. But I mean,
to be fair, I'm nitpicking about the future because I freaking loved this episode. And last night couldn't sleep because I was like, what a great episode. And then laughed at myself driving over here today being like, oh, man, I want to talk about the librarian's finale because it was so good. Oh, that's where I'm going.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yep.
I'm in the same boat that I'm kind of sad that we didn't get all these things because, like I said, I feel like it brought our librarians closer. But at the same time. I don't know, man. It's, I feel like, because now that they're tethered, I feel like now we will have more adventures of just the three of them. Does that make sense?
Without Baird and Flynn because they're stuck in the library?
I mean, like, that's why that was my question, because I feel like now they have to use the mirrors or TVs,
so I think,
with Baird and Flynn now.
I think Baird still goes out with them.
Yeah, because she's a guardian.
Right.
But Flynn will be the TV and the mirrors.
Yeah, he'll be popping up everywhere.
Yeah, so I mean, but, or there might be just times where Baird's like, I just want to stay here. You guys got this, right? The three of you, you'll be okay.
I mean, they will be okay.
Yeah. No, I think, I don't know. I'm in the middle. I'm in this weird bittersweet moment of like, I'm really happy that we're finally, that it, crossing my fingers that when we get a season five, that we're going to be doing something completely different now, because the fact that the librarians have no idea what's happening, but the two people who originally started are like, yeah, we totally know what's going on. Or the fact of us trying to, whoa.
Sorry, I just remembered something.
Okay. I'll finish my thought very quickly.
No, I'll write it down. Go on.
Okay. And, or the fact that maybe Baird and Flynn will be doing more like more life-threatening things because the fact that they're kind of not, I'm not saying that they're more important, but that they can
handle. They're immortal.
Yeah. So they can do more dangerous things. And the librarians, even though I'm not saying that they should stay in the library, but they can handle smaller things to get better as a team.
Mm.
So it's kind of like, here's some team building missions. We're going to do the other stuff because we can't die.
I mean, they can
die. Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Like, I know what you mean. The thought that I remember was that John Noble's still alive.
Yes, which is nice.
Which means that he could come back and be the villain at some point.
That would also be great. I mean, I would like that very much.
Could be a good guy.
Either way, I just want John Noble and more things.
Always.
Always.
What an amazing season.
Yeah.
That they will never remember happened.
I mean, TV does this quite a bit, especially in sci-fi, where it's like, oh, look at all these events that happened. You died, I died, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're back in time, back to the beginning, and I don't remember anything. Oh, well, coffee? I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, so I feel like it's one of those things that TV does.
Yes,
like,
I just don't want it to go unnoticed.
Yeah, no, and because you and I watch so much TV, it's kind of like, okay, all right.
We'll notice that it's unnoticed.
Yeah, and we'll just put a pin in that for later.
This has been a brilliant season. I loved this finale. I love the way Dean directed it.
Yeah, so cool.
Thank you so much to everyone who joined us. Alexis, because people will want to keep up with you between now and next season around Christmas time.
Or
where can
Hanukkah.
They find you?
You guys can find me all over social media at AtorIs890. I am doing two other after shows here on AfterBuzz TV, so if you still love TV and want to watch, you can come find me here. I'm doing the Lethal Weapons shows on TV. On Tuesdays. I'm tired.
Words.
Tuesday. Words, what are they? They're gone. On Tuesdays at 8 p.m. I don't think we have an episode next week, but we're still working that out, so I'll let you know. Stay
updated
on
my Twitter. This week's next week.
Yes, there it is. And then we have Supernatural on Sunday, so definitely don't forget that. Don't forget to follow me on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PS890. And go check out that Nerdist episode that I was on called Fangirling. It's awesome. You should check it out.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm Yael Teagle. I currently do not have an after show after this one, but a much beloved show may be returning. Nope. All right. I thought it would just hit every time I pause.
Every single time you pause.
Yeah. So a much beloved show may be returning, so keep an eye out for that.
Yay.
I will announce it on my Twitter at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. All of the letters, you're welcome.
Alphabet.
Thank you for joining us here on the Librarians After Show. We'll miss you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.